Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Basically, 1 month into the NBA season, and so today, we're going to go up and down that crowded, jumbled Western Conference ladder, talk about as many different teams as we can, what we've seen through this first month. All that's next here on This League Uncut.
Welcome to This League Uncut. In the world of 24-hour NBA news, this news, you lose. Chris Haynes, it's go time. Mark Stein, it's showtime. Boom shakalaka. This League Uncut is underway and on fire. This should be a good one.
Welcome in, everyone, to a Thanksgiving week edition of This League Uncut. Mark Stein here with Chris Haynes. I've pulled him away from his extensive Thanksgiving, family Thanksgiving preparations because Chris Haynes is on record as telling everyone who listens to this pod this is his favorite holiday.
Yes.
It is a full-on family-wide undertaking to put your Thursday extravaganza together.
Mm-hmm.
So I apologize for pulling you out of your prep time to we got to talk some Western Conference today. But real quick, everything is that as of, you know, we're recording this on a Monday afternoon Pacific time. Everything on track for your Thursday festival?
Yep, I have my two daughters. They're flying in tomorrow. My two oldest daughters that go to Clark, Atlanta. Shout out to the HBCUs out there. And I have my niece. I'm flying my niece in from Virginia. So she's coming tomorrow as well to stay with her, stay with us. My two youngest daughters are cleaning up as we speak right now, getting the house all spick and span because the extravaganza this year is at my house. So we're going to have probably upwards to 35 to 40 here starting Wednesday. And so, yeah, we're everything's going good. I went grocery shopping yesterday. The last thing I have to do is get one of the most important items for Thanksgiving, the ham. The ham. And specifically, honey baked ham. Stein, I don't know if you had a honey baked ham, Stein, but it's sliced up for you. And it has just this hard, this hardened honey that's on the outside surface of the ham. And so in every bite, Stein, it's just a beautiful sensation and a feeling in your taste buds, man, when you taste this ham. You can eat it cold, you can warm it up, whatever. But I'll talk about what's on the menu later, but yes, I'm getting ready.
Yeah, we got to save some of that for Wednesday's pod. But in short, I mean, you haven't been a Sacramento resident for a long time, so but you know where to go to get what you know. You already got your spot picked out where you're going to go, and where to get.
What I'm get all my food?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
I mean,
oh, yeah.
If this ham is so. Well, no, I mean, if the ham is so special, you got to have a special place to get it from, don't you?
It's the Honey Baked Ham Company. They don't have that in Dallas?
Maybe they do. I told you. I am not. You know, my Thanksgiving is completely different this year. Our family is. I am in LA. I'm going to see two Laker games, and then I'm going to have a Thanksgiving dinner with my oldest son who lives out here. And I am just, it's just going to be he and I, but I am pumped, psyched. And, we're going to a restaurant. So I know you don't love that idea. I know you don't believe in that. I don't want to get you all riled up again. But
you're on the road. So I guess that would suffice. And if you can't get premium food cooked, then it's okay to.
But I told you, I'm not looking for a traditional Thanksgiving meal. That I know that is your favorite meal of the year, but I'm just going to have to live vicariously through you on that one.
Well, let's we're going to do another pod. I was going to say everybody have a great Thanksgiving, but I hope you have a great Thanksgiving prep, because also this is also the worst time of year for a lot of people. And the reason for that, Stein, is you're bringing everybody together. And family, I don't know how your family is, Stein, but everybody doesn't get along in your family. You don't like everybody in your family, but you have to act like you do for at least 2 or 3 days. And so I hope there's no fights. There's no arguments. I hope there's no meme mugs. I hope you're able to get along with all your family and your loved ones for these 2 to 3 days. Because Stein, growing up, as a kid, I see some of the best fights during Thanksgiving, man. Ain't nobody fighting in my house. I tell you that right now. But hey, I wish y'all nothing but peace during this Thanksgiving preparation and on Thanksgiving.
Fire alarm is fixed. Air conditioning is fixed. You're ready to go. The Hotel Haynes is ready.
We're ready to go.
All right. You know what? This Thanksgiving is also basically the 1 month marker for the NBA. We're basically, this week is when we have seen a month of regular season play. And I think when you look at the East, there is a lot of order and expectancy at the top of the standings, even though the Bucks have looked much more Milwaukee-like since, as you discussed on a recent pod, their players went to new coach Adrian Griffin, lobbied him for a return to the more familiar drop coverage schemes of recent Bucks seasons that are naturally centered around Brook Lopez. They've been much better defensively here recently. And for all the ups and downs, you know, they're 9-4 as of Monday as we record this. And, you know, not far off the pace set by Boston and Philly. Top four in the East when we woke up today. Boston, Philly, Milwaukee, Miami. So that's, you know, not too surprising. Go ahead.
And Stein, hold on. And the last, I believe it was our last pod. Remember I told you about Dame getting his minutes back to where he was comfortable at in Portland. Remember I brought that up, that his minutes were changed. Now he plays the entire first quarter. That's what he's familiar with. That way he's able to get comfortable throughout the quarter. Doesn't feel like he needs to rush anything. And so I said that before it was even made known. And I think 2 days later, Dame comes out and says, yes, I went to Griffin. So y'all need to keep checking. I'll throw some things out there here and there. You know what I mean? Y'all listen. I'm trying to help y'all out. Give y'all a little bit something before it becomes public knowledge. If you would listen to This League Uncut last pod, you would have known about a potential conversation that Dame had with Griff before Dame even acknowledged it. So, you know, hey, just try and make them aware.
And just to show you my top flight, top shelf, sharp as attack memory, I don't even remember that. So there you go. Man, I am aging so badly. It's really, really, really painful. When I used to love my memory, and now I just, can I remember what happened yesterday? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Stein. I can't fault you for that, because I'm the type of person now, especially with the last few years. Again, I'm 42. And it seems like the last 2 years, I've just taken the stance that if something comes to my mind, I'm just saying it right there. because it's going to be gone in the next 2 minutes. I'm not going to remember anything. So whatever comes to your mind, say it. If you're at that point, you're officially washed. As Stein, like Stein's favorite word, you're officially washed and old, and that's okay.
I get in trouble when I jokingly say that I'm washed. Then I hear, you know, Mrs. Stein will say, "Stop saying that." I have a friend from high school, my buddy from high school, my dear friend from high school, Dave, says, "Don't say that." So I gotta stop doing that. Anyway, that's a long-winded way of saying, you know, the East, the top of the East. It, you know, Indiana has been a pleasant surprise. Cleveland seems to be turning around a slow start. Big win for the Cavs Sunday night to beat Denver at home. But the East, you know, it essentially looks, I think, like a lot of people would have projected it for the most part to this point. The West is kind of the one we're going to zero in on the West today because, you know, the West has its share of early surprises. You know, the Denver Nuggets, they have lost a few on the road. They do miss Jamal Murray. They're not just going to, you know, they still haven't lost a home game, 7-0 at home, but, you know, they've lost a couple here in a row on the road. So, I mean, the Denver Nuggets, the defending champions, they clearly need and miss Jamal Murray. I don't think anyone in Denver is too deeply concerned, but when you look up and down the standings, I mean, we get going all kinds of crazy directions in the West. Golden State in the midst of a 6-game losing streak. A lot of factors that have led to that 6-game losing streak for Golden State. But at the other end, at the top of the West, Sacramento has won 6 in a row. Oklahoma City, producer Ryan's Thunder, they've won 5 in a row. They're not really producer Ryan's Thunder, but he asked me about them this morning. So we will get to them. But I mean, they're, you know, the Lakers got off to a slow start. They've bounced back here. Houston's been a surprise. Dallas got off to the 9-3 start and just lost a road home back-to-back, lost in Milwaukee, lost at home Sunday night to Sacramento. Minnesota has been really impressive. I mean, the West has been full of surprises, and I think we're still kind of getting a handle on all these teams. Can you pinpoint who has impressed you the most out of this diverse group of teams?
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And Stan, we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
For me, it's easy. I didn't expect this at all. I have to go with the Oklahoma City Thunder. I mean, I was at, I can't remember if it was their first or second game. It might have been their first game in Chicago. It was Chicago's first game for sure, because that's when they had their players-only meeting after the first game, which is pretty much it's unheard of. And I just seen just the talent that they have. I knew they have talent, but they're putting it all together. You know, SGA, we know how great and special he is, but they's got a lot of talent, man. Chet, you know, you see what Chet, that three Chet hit on Golden State to send the game to overtime, man, so much poise, turnaround three, that's a tough shot. The seven-footer doing it at that, man. And so they just have a bunch of weapons, and, you know, I can't lie, I didn't think they'd be putting it together this soon. I mean, it's still early. They're 10-4 right now. It's early in the year. Things can change. But, you know, OKC, for sure, for me, that's probably the most surprising start for me in the entire NBA. SGA, you know, I had, you know, when we talked, remember we talked to Davion Mitchell of the Kings? He said SGA was the toughest point guard to guard in the league. That's over Steph. That's over Dame. Over Kyrie Irving. And a large part of the reason why he said that, he said because SGA's length, you know, he's 6'5". But, yeah, I have to give all the props to OKC and what they're doing thus far. I don't want to jump the gun and say they're going to be there at the end, but this starter is really impressive.
Yeah, and look, I can't sit here and pretend that I thought they were going to start 10-4, but I, you know, producer Ryan asked me this morning, do you believe in the Thunder now? I believed in them coming into the season because, as you said, SGA is, I mean, first team All-NBA last season, and, you know, he is a, you know, he's a closer, he's a finisher. In crunch time, in tight games, the Thunder know exactly where they want to go. Their pecking order is very clear, and then, you know, Chet Holmgren, with all this attention on Victor Wembanyama, and obviously, you know, Chet is a redshirt rookie. Last season should have been his rookie season. This is officially his rookie season because injury prevented him from playing last season. But, you know, he has been fantastic early and doing it as a center. They've been able to play him as a center, and it just makes everything line up very nicely for the Thunder. And the question with these guys is, because they have so many trade assets, I think that question kind of always lurks in the background with the Thunder. Will they make a big move? Will they use the stacks and stacks of draft picks amassed by Thunder president Sam Presti? When will they use it? Will they dive into that stack and try to go make a trade to bring in another established player? But, you know, their mantra has always been patience. I don't think they're going to bow to any external pressures about trying to speed this up and, you know, trading for making some sort of win now trade. I don't see that as being a target for them. Things are going really well the way it is, with the way SGA is developing. Chet Holmgren, you've got Giddy there, obviously. Lou Dort, one of the best and most physical defenders in the league. Kenrich Williams is back now. Jalen Williams. Like, we could go on and on and on. I mean, all these guys are developed. You know, they are doing it at their pace, and, you know, it's already working. And, you know, they're a team, I think. Look, to me, the foremost surprise, I would still probably give it to Minnesota, just because I think Minnesota also has mixed in some real quality wins early in the season to, you know, the start that they've had. I mean, this is, you know, this is a franchise that, I mean, they haven't won a playoff series in 20 years. And so there is a lot riding on this season for Minnesota. They have a very expensive payroll. They have the pressures that carry over from last season when they gave up so many trade assets for Rudy Gobert, and last season didn't go great and didn't come anywhere close to what they were hoping for. But now, you know, the Wolves, you know, 9-3 to start the season. And again, some real quality wins to this point. They beat Miami early. They gave Denver their first loss. They gave Boston their first loss. They won the two games back-to-back in the Bay Area that sent the Warriors into their current six-game spiral. So, I mean, they've made some early season statements. I mean, Anthony Edwards, I think everybody in the league was expecting him to play at this level after what we saw with Team USA. But, you know, Rudy Gobert looks just miles better and more mobile this season than he did last season. And so we're now kind of getting, at the very least, we're getting the Timberwolves that we expected last season when they made the trade for Rudy Gobert, because Rudy Gobert's presence, that's supposed to make you, if nothing else, a strong team in the regular season. And with the defense that Minnesota's playing, the Wolves are quickly establishing themselves as a team that has some serious playoff aspirations. And I think deep down they know they got to win a series for starters for people to really take them seriously. Because again, it's been so long, not since the run to the Western Conference Finals in 2004 have the Wolves won so much as one round in the playoffs. But you know what? I probably shouldn't have been surprised, because on my own Substack, again, my pals at Stratomatic, with that simulation they did, they told us the Wolves were going to be good. And they look like, right now, they look like the smartest guys in the room.
Yeah, I mean, I was always suspect on if it would work with Towns and Rudy Gobert playing significant minutes together. I just didn't know. I still view Towns as a center. I know he wants to be labeled a position other than that. So it's been surprising. I mean, you got to give definitely Anthony Edwards. We knew or had a feeling he would take the next step up, and he is averaging about 26 points a game right now, 35 minutes. But Mike Conley, man, like, he's doing a really good job of just being a general and a floor spacer. You know, he's shooting 42% from three this season. So that's a really good attribute to have with this personnel. And, you know, so that right now, look, they're looking good. You know, Jade McDaniels is a long wing defender who's going to pay huge dividends down the road. He's going to have the toughest assignments out there. And so it looks like they have the personnel. I'm not completely sold, Stein. I know they're number one in the West right now at 9-3. Not completely sold yet, but it definitely looks like they've taken a leap. I'm intrigued by them. They've got my attention.
Do you have any Wolves on your upcoming TV schedule?
No Wolves on my upcoming TV schedule. Let me see off the top right quick. My next games I have next week is Golden State at Sacramento. Then
that's right. That was the home game that you were upset about.
Yeah. Yes, unfortunately. Yeah, then I have in-season tournament, so I got a few in-season tournament games. I don't know the matchups now. After that, mid-December, Lakers at Dallas, and hoping to run into you there.
Lakers at Dallas. Well, I will be there, I promise.
Yep, and then in January, Phoenix at Lakers. Next week, Oklahoma City at Clippers. After that, Lakers at Clippers. Then after that, Philly at Golden State. So that's my schedule.
And you are all West
through January.
You are living in the West.
No complaints. No complaints whatsoever.
So I have not. This week will be my first in person look at the Lakers. As I said, I'll be there Tuesday and Wednesday night when they play Utah and Dallas in a home back to back for the purple and gold. So I'll probably have more to say about the Lakers after that, but I mean, I think LeBron is forcing us to talk about him whether we've seen him or not, because, I mean, he is just what he's doing. You know, he's a month away from birthday number 39, season number 21. And he's as dangerous as ever.
Let me tell you something about that. This is going off of basketball a little bit as it pertains to LeBron James. Stein, LeBron is probably the best at responding to texts, which I would think he would be the worst ever in responding to texts. And what's surprising, like, he's good at responding to texts. Like, he gets back in a timely fashion. I'm trying to think who is bad at responding to texts. Joel Embiid is good at responding to texts, but he'll get back to you. He'll reply probably a week or 2 weeks later. LeBron is pretty quick. And what makes it even more remarkable, he gets back and responds to your text even on his birthday. On his birthday, Stein. It may be later in the day when he responds, but he'll reply something. LeBron is an amazing texter. He will respond back in a prompt fashion. I was very surprised when I found that out. Very.
So you're going to text him on his birthday?
I'll text him on his birthday. I'll give him a happy birthday shout out for sure. 39, man.
39. You guys are almost the same age.
39. I'm 40. I'm 3 years older than him. 39. That's, man, what he's doing at this age. Man, I mean, we keep saying this. We keep saying this. And it's becoming cliche, but I thought, Stein, when I went to cover LeBron as a beat writer in Cleveland, this was 2014, I thought I will be covering, like, him on the downslide. That's what I thought. I thought, obviously, he was still going to be great, still going to have his great moments, but I thought I was going to be covering him on the downturn. This is 2014. We're in 2023. And, yes, you know, he might not be a top two player anymore, but he's still a top 10 in 2023. He was drafted in 2003. Like, this is crazy, man. So, you know, you have to appreciate, like, love him or hate him, you have to appreciate the greatness, the memories, the moments that he's given the NBA. He's given so many basketball fans and the players, the up and coming players that he's inspired. You know, he's really one of the greats, one of the true greats, man. So, you know, it's been a pleasure covering that guy.
And look, let's be honest. LeBron turns 39 soon. Kevin Durant just turned 35. Steph will turn 36 in March. And all three of them have been sensational. Not just good, sensational to start the season. And all three, unquestionably, still top 10 players in this league. Like, we could do hours and hours trying to argue who is the specific top five. And, you know, it's probably not even worth doing that because, you know, no two people will ever agree exactly. But let's broaden it out a little bit and just say top 10. And there is no question that all three of these guys in their mid to late 30s are all still top 10 forces in this league, which is, you know, you have to marvel at all of them.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
And one little note I will add about the Lakers, because they've been mentioned as a team that would have trade interest in Zach LaVine. I touched on this in my Monday notebook that I published on my Substack. I think Philly's interest in LaVine to this point has been overstated. I've already written about why, and we've discussed that on here as well. And I think the Lakers at most, when we talk about Zach LaVine, classify them as that's TBD at most. Because for starters, even if the Lakers wanted to go after him, you know, Austin Reeves and Rui Hachimura, who they don't want to trade either one, but they couldn't trade either one if they wanted to before mid-January. They've got several other free agents who aren't even tradable until mid-December, which is still a good 3 weeks away. And the message I've gotten on the Lakers that I think they are at this point really counting on internal improvement to bounce back from a slow start. They've had it on the defensive end. The defense has been much better here over the last week plus, and I think that's why you're seeing them win more. But again, they've had to do a lot of this without Vanderbilt, without Gabe Vincent through injury. So I think they want to see what their team looks like when those guys are both functioning fully. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the Lakers play twice in a span of 2 days and getting my own look at these guys.
I can't believe you, Stein. And that's why I texted you the other day. I told you I was appalled by your decision not to watch that Dallas Mavericks-Milwaukee Bucks game. Four superstars going at it. You missed it. Of all people.
I mean, it wasn't a decision. I was on a plane and I didn't have functioning you made Wi-Fi.
You made a decision to book that flight at that time.
But because Saturdays I host a radio show in Dallas, so I had to choose a flight that was after my radio show so I could get in studio and host the Saturday Stein Line on 97.1 The Freak in Dallas. I hope you guys check that out online or check out the podcast version of that as well. But I had to get a flight that was suitably separated from the show so I could do the show with no issues. And yeah, in retrospect, it was a bad decision because I missed an absolute shootout in real time. But, I caught up.
Yeah,
you watched every dribble from your palatial Sacramento estate?
Yeah, of course. I don't miss – there's a few teams I don't miss a game. I don't miss a Bucks game. I don't miss a Lakers game. I don't miss a Philly game. I don't miss a I'm trying to think what else teams I just watch. I have missed haven't missed
Hornets.
A game. A Clippers game. I haven't missed a Clippers game. Warriors. And there's one more.
Okay, so Clippers, Warriors, fix those teams. How do you fix those teams then?
Well, Clippers, look, they're coming off of that victory. They move. Oh, we haven't had the chance to talk since a report about Westbrook's move to the bench. The last conversation we had, the pod, I was talking about there's going to be an ugly shift, an ugly change, and players are going to have to adapt. And, you know, I touched on that the game that I covered, the Clippers at Denver, in which Westbrook didn't play the last five or six minutes of that game, and he only came in for a defensive possession and was subbed right back out. And I, you know, you just knew the writing was on the wall. Then 2 days later, you know, I got word that he requested to come off the bench. And so that happened.
That was a nice one. That was a nice scoop. And you know how I know?
How's that, Stein?
Nobody followed up on it till there was very little chatter until Ty Lue confirmed it.
Yeah. Those were always good to get.
You were well ahead on that one.
Those are always good to get. Clippers won that game. James Harden had a really – I forgot. Who was the team they played?
Houston.
Producer Ryan. It was Houston? Yeah, it was Houston. And James Harden hit the clutch three. James Harden looking really good. And he will have something to say to you, Stein. You mentioned players that's 35-plus that's still playing well. He will have something to say about that. I know, you know, people feel like he might have took – a season off or wasn't himself, he would have something to say about still being on top of his game at this age. But the Clippers, I believe they felt like this needed to happen. I really do. I really do feel like this needed to happen. But I think they were willing to go a few more games throughout this process to really see and really evaluate and really give players a chance to earn their worth. And so by Russ doing this, going to the bench and sacrificing, that allows them to bring in the guy that they've wanted all along, Stein. Remember I told you, we were talking about this all summer. They re-signed Russ, but they were always flirting or trying to bring in another point guard all this time. You know, whether it was Malcolm Brogdon, Damian Lillard, Drew Holiday. Like, they kept trying to bring in another point guard. And, you know, even when James Harden came aboard, that's the one thing that kind of shocked me is we were talking about they need James Harden's playmaking ability. They need the leadership at that position. And I'm like, damn. Like, what are y'all saying? Y'all got a Hall of Fame point guard right there. But James Harden is a different dynamic. He's somebody who can space the floor. And you probably want another spacer around guys like Kawhi and Paul George. So, you know, the move makes sense. So they feel like they might be able to put this thing together now that they got the shift in the rotational lineups that they wanted.
Well, look, there are so many more teams in the West that we can laser in on. I mean, we can't talk about all 15 in this discussion, but I mean, the Warriors not only got off to the 6-2 start, they got some road wins in there, which of course everybody remembers last season. They took the preseason trip to Japan, started 0-8 on the road, and were just a terrible road team last season. Stephen Curry is mentioned off to this tremendous start, but Steph with a knee injury that cost him a couple games, the Draymond Green suspension, Klay Thompson struggles, which have been covered all over the place ad nauseum, Andrew Wiggins, who's struggling even worse, and it's stunning, really, because the Warriors – 6-game homestand concludes tonight after we record Warriors playing host to the surprising Houston Rockets. If the Warriors don't win that game, it's an 0-6 homestand, which just, you know, unfathomable to just say that out loud, the prospect of Golden State losing, going 0-6 on a 6-game homestand. And, you know, we could talk about Houston and just what an impact Ime Udoka has had as their new coach, Fred VanVleet, Dylan Brooks, the way Şengün is playing. I mean, the Rockets certainly deserve more of our attention. And Sacramento, De'Aaron Fox has come back, just named Player of the Week. When De'Aaron Fox is on the court, the Kings are 6-1 and just an absolute handful. And Sabonis has been playing so well off him, just diming it up on top of all the rebounds he grabs. I mean, the Kings, you know, the Kings are doing what Dallas dreams of doing to this point. And, you know, teams like the Kings and the Mavs, you know, they're going to be offensive monsters and top three potentially offenses in the league. When you have that much offensive firepower, it's just, can you be average defensively? And Sacramento, They woke up today, I believe it was 14th in defensive rating. So they are in the top half of the league. I'm sure Mike Brown is giddy about that, because if Sacramento is a top half team defensively, they're going to be better than they were last season, because their offense has probably gotten even more dangerous with just the older these guys get, expanded role for Keegan Murray. I mean, so Mike Brown will be thrilled, I think, if the Kings can stay in the top half defensively. And that's been the Mavs issue. The Mavs got off to a 9-3 start, which was hugely surprising, but there was a lot of schedule help in there. I mean, the nine teams Dallas has beaten, their cumulative record is only 40-74. And the Mavericks have all kinds of issues defensively, interior, on the perimeter. There's a size deficit, rebounding shortcomings. So the Mavs are really all offense, and the Mavs are nowhere near the top half of the league defensively, and that's their goal. Can they finish top half? Because, you know, if you have Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, you're going to have a top three offense almost automatically. But the last team I want to hit on before we go and before we let you resume your Thanksgiving preparations, and we will expect a full update Wednesday on Thanksgiving Eve on how that's all going. What about Phoenix? Durant, again, like Steph and LeBron, you know, defying age. He's playing ridiculous amount of minutes, doing it all for them. When it's Durant and Devin Booker, they've looked great, but no Bradley Beal for three more weeks. I mean, we still have not seen the three of these guys together. You know, to me, that is very concerning. It's not a small thing, but you know, I know you cover that team closely and you know all those guys well. I mean, what was your reaction when you heard that Beal's going to miss another 3 weeks?
Yeah, I didn't expect him to miss that much time. A back injury is nothing to play with. And obviously, you know, they've been taking precautions this whole time. And, you know, you just wonder how serious this is. You know, even if he comes back in 3 weeks, like, is this something that will linger? I've had back issues before playing basketball, and you know, those things can pop up on you again. So I don't know. What I will say about the Suns, Stein, is we all know their makeup. They're very top heavy, and they have some pretty good complementary pieces. Eric Gordon, you know, Josh Okogie, but they're still, you know, they got a lot of guys in Nas Little that they're trying to still figure out, you know, what they have in him and others. And so, you know, you don't know. Like, they're 7-6 right now. And I think everybody feels like everything will come together once the big three plays together. I don't know if that is going to be that easy. I don't. And so if I'm a Suns fan, I'm a little concerned with them. You know, they got a double overtime victory over Utah. You know, barely got that game. And so, you know, the Suns are playing for championships. This is a championship window. Like, they don't have years to waste. So this is definitely not the start that everybody envisioned.
All right, that is going to do it for us on this edition of This League Uncut. But I don't really consider this an ending. This week, it's almost like, you can almost say it's a two-part episode, because, again, this week, Thanksgiving week, it is when the NBA regular season reaches its one-month in stage. And so today, we looked at the West, and we did pretty good. We got to basically two-thirds of the conference in fairly substantial fashion. And we are going to continue the dialogue about what we've seen league-wide through this opening month. We will do that Wednesday. We'll record another episode Wednesday afternoon, the idea being that we'll have it out Wednesday afternoon, and that way on your commute Wednesday night or Thursday, wherever you're headed on this Thanksgiving, even if you did not score a prized invitation to the Haynes Hotel for his celebrations, wherever you're going, you'll be able to take us with you and get the latest on what's happening in this league, hashtag this league. As always, friends, please, if you haven't already, rate, review, and subscribe to the show wherever you get your pods. And yes, indeed, Wednesday afternoon, Chris Haynes and I will be back with you. Not a long wait for the next episode of This League Uncut. Talk to you soon, everyone.
And that'll that'll do it for us. See you next time. This League Uncut is an iHeartRadio production. Boom shakalaka! Chris Haynes and Mark Stein!
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.